Hey Mama, I'm Jodie.
And I'm Chantel, and we're excited to bring to you our really new podcast series for all the mamas out there. Hey Mama, wake up.
That we're going to basically introduce ourselves and our stories, so you kind of know who we are and where we've come from, so then going forward things will make sense.
Yeah, and we just want to become like more relatable into the issues that we're talking about and why we're talking about it. But the whole reason we came together was through...
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, that was...
How did I even know you?
So pretty much, if we're going to go back to it, I was probably about 8 months pregnant with my third child. And I was like, I need a newborn photographer because I haven't recorded any of my children at all. And I'm going to do it with this one. And I'm just going through the list of people. And then umbilical photography pops up. I'm like, oh, I like that. That sounds very birth-like. probably good taste in photography. So I've chosen that and I've called it. And it was not the response that I was anticipating. I was thinking, yeah, no worries. Let's sort you out, babe. We're going to have beautiful maternity shoots. And she just shuts me down straight up and goes, oh, that's so lovely. Look, good luck, but I can't do it. I was like, what? I was like, why not? You tell them why you couldn't do it.
Because I was about to go on maternity leave.
I know. She was about to pop one out herself. And I was like... So, I mean, like, my kid's due before yours, so can't we organise something?
And she spoke to me like she already knew me. And I was like, oh, my God, like, am I forgetting who this chick is?
Like, very personable.
I'm like, oh, my goodness, when did we speak? I cannot remember this conversation. She's just like... talking to me like we're best friends, like we've spoken in years. She's like, Jodie, look, that's just really no excuse, to be honest.
It wasn't rude though. It was in a friendly, fun way. I'm glad though I made you feel that we were friends and you're like, oh my gosh, I've just completely neglected this friend. I had no clue about for so long. But yeah, so that actually didn't even end up happening. We hung up and I got some cheap person to do me photos. They turned out quite well, but I kind of made it a point, you know, kept in contact with her. And then, you know, all of a sudden, boop, I'm pregnant again, number four. And I'm like, I'm going to call this photographer. Now we know each other. She'll know who I am for sure.
So finally we booked you in.
Yeah.
We did the shoot.
Whole family did the shoot and we were just talking about everything really. Yeah. We've just acted like we knew each other. I don't know, we're just having weird conversations about things that, you know, new mums and their photographers don't really talk about.
But yeah, that was cool.
It was cool. We kind of like swapped numbers, kind of said, you know, oh, good luck. But nothing really eventuated. You were so, like, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm like friends with the photographer and like she's so busy and like so professional and I'm just this mum of four at the time. No life. She won't want anything to do with me. Oh, how times have changed.
Oh, dear. Goes to show that, you know, behind people's businesses, they're a real person, right?
I know, and that was so, I think it was the first time that I actually saw someone so real.
And no one really knows what it's really like behind the scenes, right?
I know. I mean, how you came across, you were just confident, you like knew what you were doing. Like, I was like, man, this girl's got her shit together. Like,
I mean, I was a good photographer.
You were. And I will not, you know, doubt that. But I just, you know.
You still asked me to take your photos.
I know I do. And you will.
We'll talk later.
Okay. But I just think that when we actually did catch up for coffees, like it took a while, like after we got to know each other, I think it was about 6 months of just catch-ups and coffees, and then shit got real. We just started getting a little bit deep with how we're thinking and supporting each other with things.
I think how it really came up was... well, it all kind of came up all at once, but Lockie was getting bullied at his school.
Yeah, and...
And I rang you up and I just asked your opinion on two different schools.
Yeah.
Because I know you had some experience with both of them.
Yeah, and I was like, totes, come to my school. That's the best school to go to.
And I was like, oh my God, do I really want to send my son to... And then this client will be like, hey, Jody, take my photos.
Oh, you dodgy bitch. Yes, that is how I'll play it. I'll get into my school and I'll just infiltrate her for photos upon photos. Unnecessary photos just because I can.
Well, let's be honest, when you fell pregnant with your fifth, you were trying to butter me up.
I didn't have to butter you up. I was your friend before the fifth, so I didn't feel like I was buttering you up. Buttering you up.